Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You joined the Sunday International Victory Center.
Yes, yes.
Of the Prophet's House, Christian prayer, and what a blessed what a broken and made whole by God. Hallelujah. And we thank God today. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning.
Yes.
He started us on our way. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
The biblical basis of our ministry is found in Jeremiah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. The first through the sixth verses. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he was a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it.
Yes,
then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Person a day that you love,
yes,
And that God loves them too.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We really mean this from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Be consistent with this. And see, when folks don't mean it from the bottom of their heart, they every now and then, they don't tell you. They don't follow through. They are consistent. But we're consistent with this. And we want you to know in here, in the radio land, that we love you with the love of the Lord. I want you to get out of your seats and tell folks, love on them, and at the very least give them a fist bump, that you love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love. Hallelujah. Lord, God bless you now. Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. The love of the Lord. God bless you now. I see you. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. God bless you. Love you. Love you. Love you. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Long life. Yes, I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you, the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes. I pray for our families,
of the Lord.
Bless you, God, I'll get your family.
Yes, I bless you.
I bless you,
Father.
May the good Lord protect and comfort.
I can see.
Thank you, Lord, take them from the evil.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you. May God bless you.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. Bless
the name of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for another opportunity.
Yes,
we just enjoy our time in the Lord on this great day. We thank God. Our guest speaker is here already. A prophetess
Pastor. God bless you. Let me say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he is going to do, what he's already done, I tell you. At this time, before we go any further, Pastor Peters, can you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Get them ready. Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebooks and ink pens and pencils. Hallelujah. Yes, may give as many scriptures or even more than the past. Oh, Jesus. We just be also ready. Hallelujah. Just take down some notes. Hallelujah. When the bread of life is being broken. Hallelujah. Be ye also ready. You don't know what God's going to say, what he's going to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you don't want to miss it.
No.
You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. It's the meal that heals.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget those people's names that you've been writing down. And somebody you may have even met yesterday. Write those names down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wherever you met them, you don't want to forget them. They may have said, pray for me or keep my family on the prayer list. I need a touch. I need a breakthrough from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is an awesome. We serve an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. All we need to ask or think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, every morning we start off the day, hallelujah, praising the Lord at 7 a.m. in the morning. We start the day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If you aren't on the prayer line, you are missing it. Hallelujah. It's a Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. At 7 p.m. Hallelujah is Bible study.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're learning about the 9 different types of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're sharpening up our tools. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The second Friday of the month is men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. Hallelujah. 7:15 to 8:30 is your women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You never know what you're going to hear or what the subject is going to be, but it's always going to be scripture-based.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And anointed of the Lord because Hallelujah. It is scripture-based. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month is our pastor's corner, and it's also the Potter's House Challenge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You for the Potter's House Challenge, you must know the shortest and the longest verse in the Bible in the King James Version.
Right.
Hallelujah. Knowing it by heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Quoting it by heart. In the name of Jesus. And be in service. This is 15 minutes prior to service starting. Hallelujah. And the third Sunday of the month, the second, first and second Sunday is also the pastor's corner. The third Sunday of the month is the birthday corner. The fourth Sunday of the month is when we have a visiting ministry that comes in. And today, our visitor, the preacher of the hour, hallelujah, is Prophetess Cynthia Thompson. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are hardly waiting to see what the word of God is going to say today. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is so good. He's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The fifth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, is the fifth Saturday of the month, and this Saturday has a fifth month, and it is Super Saturday. The young people will be going out and passing out the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the community. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need the young people to know to be fed and filled up with the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We'll be meeting here at 10 o'clock and putting on our T-shirts and caps. And it says Good News Youth Club. And going out and passing out the word of God. Afterwards, we'll be having lunch at the world famous Lexington Market. Hallelujah. Then returning back here by 4. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank you, Lord. Also, the first, second, and third Sunday of the month is Good News Youth Club, where the young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Then on that fourth Sunday, they're able to have a presentation. Hallelujah. To share with us the scriptures they are learning. Hallelujah. And the songs that they have been taught. Hallelujah. And a lot of times they've been passing out gifts to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for even the fifth Sunday, and this month has a fifth Sunday, and that is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah. Don't show up at church that Sunday. We won't be here. Hallelujah. But ask God, Lord, what can I do with the family?
Yeah.
Have some fun. The family came before the church, y'all.
Right.
Hallelujah. Build up the family. Hallelujah. Take them to the park. Take them to the beach. Hallelujah. Pull out some games. Have some potluck. If you can't cook, go to the market. Pick us up in the market. Everybody bring something. Bring something. Stop in the market and bring something. Hallelujah. Just have some fun. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with the family. Hallelujah. Show the family the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done. He's doing. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. Thank God for his beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Our kids' room. And it has its own private entrance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The offices. The hallelujah. The sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
The beautiful kitchen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for our washing stations in Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City so that we can minister to the homeless.
Hallelujah.
We be able to feed them and clothe them. Hallelujah. Minister the word of God to them.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all that he's done.
Hallelujah.
He's doing and he's going to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is doing great and mighty things.
We are
glad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't forget, when you come, please bring your pennies so we can put them in the jar of pennies for Uganda.
Hallelujah.
We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In her ventures to Uganda.
Hallelujah.
We're still supporting her ministry, and she does a great and mighty work.
Hallelujah.
In Uganda. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please keep her and her team in your prayers.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank you so much. And don't forget to go to our website,
rylmi.org,
and just see the vision and mission
thank
of the
Jesus.
Church. And then we have a GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe.com.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you put in the name of our international ministry, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Hallelujah.
And you see us on there. And,
and
you can give as little as you want, as much as you want, as often as you want. But God bless you real good. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And Father God, we do thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on today to them that believe.
Hallelujah.
And before we go any further, I want to quote a couple of scriptures that I need somebody to tell me where it's found.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus wept.
Hallelujah.
John 11, 35.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Then were the king's scribes called.
That's the 8-9.
At that time.
The first line of
that. We're learning that one.
At that time.
Hallelujah.
In the third month.
Hallelujah.
That is the month Sidan.
Amen.
On the 3rd and 20th day thereof.
Yes.
And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which were from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, and unto every province, according to the writing, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. What Oh, you told me that scripture, what, didn't you? What's that again?
Esther 8:9.
8:9, that's right.
Amen.
And guess what? That was Esther 8:9. That's the longest verse in the Bible.
Amen.
43 words.
Yes.
That's the Potter's House Challenge.
Yes.
For the 2 weeks. You know, because next week is Fifth Sunday.
Amen.
The week after next, you got time to learn that. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus
is
Lord.
Lord.
That was the choir.
You think it was the choir? Okay.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Who did you think? Did you think it was Pastor Peaches again?
Woo.
Did you think it was Pastor Peaches?
It was a
tie. What did you think? Minister Judd.
Yeah.
Bail me out of this one.
It was a tie.
Because I got to live here. people's names because somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. Now, see, I can't talk about you.
Hallelujah.
I got to talk about me. Because somebody called up Earl's name and said, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord. He was raised in the church, Lord. Oh, he said, oh, Lord. Bless that knucklehead, that heathen, that backslider. He's been a drum major for backslider. Lord, bless him, Lord. Turn him around, Lord. Put him on the street called state. And guess what?
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Tiffany and family, oh God. Sister Camila and family, oh God. Hallelujah, shake it in. Pastor Maxine and Theodore Flea and family. Birthday cake, my mama. So cordial, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is Julian family, Jennifer and family, too. Wisdom of Bush and Kennedy, Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family, William Bernard, hallelujah, Russell Davidard and family, Father Kevin and family, Tom and family, Thomas and family, the Duke family, oh God, many, many more,
has successfully completed the requirements for third semester
and is hereby awarded the certificate by the Institute of Biblical Learning in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, this 23rd day of April 2003, by Dr. Earl T. Byrd, Sr. and Pastor William A. Byrd.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Also, your honors course. Hallelujah. Certificate of completion. This certifies that Tiffany Warren has successfully completed the requirements for third semester and is hereby awarded a certificate by the Institute of Biblical Learning in the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland, the 23rd day of April 2023. Dr. Earl T. Byrd, Pastor, and Pastor Willie May Byrd. Hallelujah. Certificate of completion. This certifies that QB B. Stevenson has successfully completed the requirements for third semester and is hereby awarded the certificate by the Institute of Biblical Learning in Baltimore, Maryland, this 23rd day of April 2023. Dr. Earl T. Byrd, Sr. and Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for the word of God that we have learned. Hallelujah. That has been expounded upon in class. Father God, we thank you for these faithful students. Hallelujah. That's just been hungry, Lord God, for the word of God. And it has been pressing forth, Lord God. No matter what's been going on during class time, Lord God, they made their way. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to go before them everywhere they have to go. Hallelujah. Everybody we have to speak to, Lord God. Continue to allow them, Lord God, to rightfully divide the word of God. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the hunger that we have in them, Lord God, for more and more and more of the word. Hallelujah. With signs and wonders and miracles following your word. Continue to prove yourself, Lord God. Hallelujah. When we speak the word, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to show forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Our youth corner, hallelujah, 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 the elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah, and our young people, we really need the young people, hallelujah, you know some children in your neighborhood, hallelujah, you can bring the church, hallelujah, to give them an opportunity to know, to learn the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for our children. Hallelujah, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are the people. kids, are we not?
Yes.
And we know the word of God. Mayan, could you please give us a word of God and give us the address? Nice and loud.
The fruit in the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23.
Thank you.
one to someone else. Okay. Well, let's see. Are you reading your cards? All right. One pillow. Pillow number one. To be coachable and to have a teachable spirit. Who has that part? Number one. There you go. Okay, let's see who has the match to that, which would be, I can tell you, and I can show you. Who has that? The other part. All right, that's a match. Can you put that together, please? What is the Good News Youth Club? Can you go get the two pieces together and stand up here and hold it together for me? Because it's a puzzle. But when you put it together, you can read straight across. All right. Can you read that? It says, have a coachable, teachable spirit, which means I can tell you and I can show you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, number two, to have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Who has that?
I do.
Okay. And what matches that is, I know. I want to do very well and please God. Who has the other part to that? Probably. You have that? Put that together. One of my young people, can you go get the two pieces and put it together, please?
Right here.
This pretty young lady right here with the turquoise has that. Oh, yes. Can you bring it up for us so we can see it together? Come on now, y'all. They got to read it. Come on, girl. But you're too pretty. Turn all the way around. And it says, number two, a burning desire to be excellent and please God, which means I want to do very well and please God. That's number two. Very good. And now we go to number three. Willingness. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Who has that? Have a willingness. All right. Dad up front has that. Let's see what matches that. It does not get too hard. I can do more. Who has that? Thank you. They're sitting next to me. Can I have a call up here? Is that for me, please? That is Pillow of Wisdom number three. There you go. Does it match? A willingness to work and go the extra mile?
Yeah.
And it does not get too hard. I can do more. All right. Thank you. And that was pillar number one. Are you listening?
Number three.
So pillar number four says a heart of integrity and honesty. Who has that part? We have a gentleman in the back right there. See that handsome gentleman back there with the glasses on? Can someone go get his piece of the puzzle, please? He's aiding us right now. And the part that goes with that is to do the right thing. Because it is the right thing. Who has that other part? There you go. Can you bring that down? Come on down. Put your pillows together.
Hallelujah.
A heart of integrity, turn around, there you go, and to do the right thing because it is the
right thing, boy.
This is about to take his level.
I tell you.
He has hidden talents.
Yeah.
And after four comes number five, a loving heart. I really do care. Who has a loving heart? Come on, Dad. Hold it on up. Go get that part. One of you. Come on, my yarn. Go get that from Dad. And come up here to First Lady. I think she may have the other portion to that. You have a loving heart. You really do.
Yeah.
Let's see if it matches. Can you put it together and see if it matches? Can you turn it around to the audience?
Yeah.
Okay, well, turn your body around.
Hold it up.
Hold it up. There you go. Okay, go one way. Yes, one up. Very good. Thank
Amen.
You so much. And number six, a forgiving heart. That means, don't worry. Act like it never happened. And you know that it's hard.
Amen.
If you have a
Take you from earth to the Lord.
Amen. Parents, I want to encourage you to let you know that our children are our seed. They are very precious to us.
Yes, they are.
Don't take this time for granted. They're only with us for a very short time.
Yes.
So when you have them on your ship, be intentional. The plant, the seed that you plant, it will grow to be a tree one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that tree to bear good fruit.
Amen.
Thank you. Keep our children in prayer.
Thank you.
Do it on purpose. But guess what? It's worth it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Can you have the good news club come back up, please?
Good news club. Can you come up front? Come on, my
yarn. Okay. All right.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
All right. And we have two young men and one young lady.
Yes, we have.
My yarn. Hi.
Yes.
Come over here, honey. I have something for you. That's for you. You're welcome. And do we have Malachi? Where is he? That's for you. You're welcome. And do we have a Donovan?
Oh,
where is he? Oh, you can talk. He just read a scripture. He said Jesus wept. The address is John 11:35. Let's get it. Oh,
hallelujah.
Let's give him a hand and say hallelujah. The good news you come. Yay, hallelujah.
Drop your head.
by your Father in Jesus' name. Oh, say, say, mama, go, 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 go.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements, oh God. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. In the text on today, it says to examine yourselves. Not to examine your neighbor. Not to examine your sister or your brother or your mother or your father or your son or your daughter. It says to examine
yourself.
And we do that in the light of the Word of God. The Word of the Lord says in Isaiah 53:5, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Jesus. In Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, look here. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do something right now. Because Pastor Peaches, remember this. When I was a little child in the Lord Jesus, every time I say that, I hear voices, you've never been a little child. You were born almost 15 pounds. You are not okay. When I was younger, when they said Holy Communion, I started checking not my sister or my brother, I started checking myself out. And I would pray. And we're going to do that now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel better now, don't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We examine ourselves. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves. Yeah, we're taking communion worthily. Because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19 says, glory to God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But everything he said, everything he has spoken out of his mouth, he shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, his word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was said. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your
yes.
heart today.
Thank you.
There's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, is your word. Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Take the bread now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when he had given thanks,
yes.
He thanked you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He declared.
4:15 p.m.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
He declared.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
That this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord.
In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord.
We take this cup
for our healing already made.
Memory of blood that was shed for
us. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Go down to the bush.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord, so we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. We thank you, Lord, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name, all over the world. Cancer dissolving, high blood pressure coming to normal, glucose levels coming to normal, new knees, new kidneys, new spleens, new livers, hallelujah. New heart, new lungs, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappearing, arthritis disappearing, glory to God, COVID disappearing, glory to God. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup and given thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Maria, what's up? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Mama, who shake it, baby? Isaiah 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance, that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, Lord. God, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they ain't going to overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our faults, our failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. My Lord, what should he say? Mama Tata. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. How about the whole KKK, baby? How about the Moshaka? We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We stand in the gap for others, our family. Some of them don't even want to call out your name, but we're standing in the gap for them right now. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22, 27, and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, chased in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty fingers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fightful ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, and without faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And let the church say, amen. Let the church say amen again. At this time, without further ado, I'm not even going to ask Pastor Peaches the question. I know what time it is. It's time for you to hear the word coming from a mighty woman of God, a tongue-talking, fire-baptized, Holy Ghost filled, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than prophetess, hallelujah, glory to God, Cynthia Thompson, hallelujah. Let the church say amen and give a rousing welcome, hallelujah, prophetess Cynthia Thompson, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify his name. Thank you. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his life. For Jesus is Lord.
This is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
who's been pulled at it and turned that by gang. The blood of Jesus Christ prevail right now. We encircle him right now with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels of the Lord encamp around him. In Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your moving, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your deliverance right now. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody in here got relatives on the West Coast involved in stuff they ought not be involved in. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail right now. We claim their lives in the name of Jesus. From their feet to their head. In Jesus' name. Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody got a relative in Atlanta, Georgia, in trouble right now. Lord Jesus, we send the word of God to heal and deliver. Psalms 107:20. We send the word of God to heal. The prophetic anointing is in this place right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord Jesus. Speak. In Jesus' name. Declare declares that you are the blessing. And because you are the blessing, your whole family will be blessed, saith the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Look not to the left or to the right, but keep your eyes on me, saith the Lord. I will, saith the Lord. Not I might, not I could, but I will, saith the Lord, deliver you in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for Father Cynthia and say, no worry. Say, pray. The attitude of gratitude determines your altitude. Your attitude of gratitude determines your altitude. Understand that. Receive that. Let that percolate in your spirit. And then flow with it. And go with it. And let it glow in you, saith the Lord. You are! Hallelujah. Strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. For Jesus is Lord. Let him be Lord of your life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There are some folk up in here that have never cried out, Lord, what must I be to do to be saved? There's somebody here that is here just because somebody said, come with me. And God has not really had his full sway in their life. But he wants to because he's hovering over them, wanting to show himself strong on their behalf. They have needs, they have difficulties, and they have situations. But the Spirit of the Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You're not going to make it unless you come through me. Some have tried everything. They tried the illicit relationship. They tried drugs. They tried crime. They tried everything. But it didn't work out. It didn't last. It got them messed up, got their families messed up, got their lives messed up. But Jesus said, turn to me, and I'll turn to you. I will make rivers in the desert of your life. I will bless you and your seed forever. It is your time. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. You need God in your life. You need Jesus in your life. Keep on singing though. You need to stand right now and make a public declaration. I want Jesus in my life. I tried everything, and everything says, I'm going to try Jesus now. I claim the right in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet right now. Somebody is tired of being sick and sick of being tired. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there still will not go one. Yes, there do. At the cross for you. Is there one that will make a declaration today? I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Can you stand now? If you decided today to make Jesus your choice, don't be afraid to stand up for Christ. Don't be ashamed to name him as your Savior. I'm not saying. Some folks say, maybe I'll do it next time. Somebody get Matthew 6:34. Matthew 6:34. There's room at the cross for you. When you get 6:34, say amen. Room at the cross. Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus wept? He felt our grief and our trials. He felt the pain of sisters losing a brother, although he knew what was going to happen, he knew what he was going to do, he still wept. Because he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And like we are, he cried.
Amen.
Amen. I have it.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
Thank you. Therefore, no thought for the morrow, shall take thought for the things of itself.
You can stop there. I did this same call in another church. And I had folk come up, and they did come up.
Thank you, Lord.
Unbeknownst to me, God knew. The very next day, one of those folk that came up and gave themselves to the Lord went home to be with the Lord. I am not for one saying this may be your last time, but guess what? It may be your last time. This is the first day of the rest of your life. It also may be the last day. Don't take a chance. Well, I hope I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next Sunday. Well, I got to do this and I got to do that. I got to clean myself up. If you could do it, we would not have needed a Savior. It's time. It's time for us to stop shucking and jiving. It's time for us to stand boldly. I don't know about you. I can talk about myself. When I was out there doing my own thing, sitting in the bar, having a few drinks, music started playing. I got up on the floor. I didn't know whether I could dance or not. But I was out there. You understand what I'm saying? I was bold in my stuff. But now, it's an opportunity. Y'all don't understand. This is a cry to somebody. The prophetic anointing is in this place today. I don't know what all that means. I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to give this to Pastor Peter. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
Tomorrow, forget about tomorrow. You very well may be too late for tomorrow. Very well may be too late.
You
said tomorrow will ever come. For you, still you laugh and play, and today, tomorrow, forget about tomorrow. Won't you give your life today? For tomorrow could very well.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for His every opportunity that God gives us to join together. Hallelujah. And to praise His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been sharing some awesome things with His people. Hallelujah. In church, when we all gather together and on our Tuesday evening Bible study.
Yes.
And God has been, you never learn it all. You never know it all.
Nope.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God has been, giving us opportunities to sharpen our tools. Hallelujah. And even when, we've been in church. I have to say, all our lives, I know we have my husband's mother and my mother were the first members of Donsville Temple Church of God in Christ when it started years and years and years ago. Hallelujah. My mother never imagined. My mother had, it was a bunch of us, and his mom only had three children. So therefore, I guess it seemed like it would have, somebody in his family would have hooked up with somebody in my family, but my mother said, oh, I never imagined one of my daughters was the bird boy. Hallelujah. God knows what's down the road. God knows what's down the line. But we, that church gave us a foundation in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God. It taught us the word of God. Taught us about faith. Taught us about standing on the word. Hallelujah. And we've been able to pass that down to our children. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We've been taught. I mean, it was Jesus when you woke up, Jesus during the noonday, Jesus at night. It was nothing but Jesus. We had to turn down the commercials on television. We didn't understand. Hallelujah. I didn't understand. But later on, the light bulb came on, and the jingles from the songs that was on. They came when it was on the radio, was the tune of different secular songs. My mother didn't want that ringing in our head when it was time to pray.
Yeah,
she didn't want us to hear those jingles in our head. We didn't understand those things. But I knew not to talk back. I knew, yes, ma'am. I was too scared. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And a lot of times when we're giving instructions from the Lord, from our parents, we don't understand. But it's for us to do. It's for us to heed. Hallelujah. It's for us to do what we're supposed to do because it's right for us to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's good to be obedient to our parents. Be obedient unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You never know what God is sparing your life from. You just never know. Hallelujah. And you want the blessings of the Lord to follow you. You want the blessings of the Lord to run after you and overtake you and just just to be with you all the time. You never know what you're going to come upon in life, but you know that you certain things in life you're going to need, and you don't always want to have it hard.
That's right.
Good. You don't always want hard life. You want something to come easy.
Right.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is just awesome. I know Pastor Byrne has something. Because he's reaching for the phone.